Thank you, Nicola. You are listening to a 9 to noon special with Catherine Ryan and Susie Ferguson now. Thank you very much to the Morning Report crew staying on to assist us this morning.
Kia ora, this,
yeah, kia ora and welcome. With this very, very important message to you this morning. There is a tsunami warning triggered by three significant earthquakes. It was the third. It was a magnitude 8 earthquake in the Kermadec near Raoul Island just before 9 this morning that has led to a tsunami warning. Just to remind you, NEMA has determined a land threat exists. That means potential inundation of land in these areas. Anyone near the coast from Bay of Islands to Whangarei, from Matata to Tolaga Bay, including Whakatane and Opotiki, and also Great Barrier Island, must move immediately to nearest high ground. There is the risk in that zone of potential land inundation, but really for the rest of the country now, there is also a risk of strong and unusual currents and unpredictable surges near the shore. This means a threat to beach, harbour, estuary and small boat activities. The latest advice from NEMA covers basically the rest of the country as well as Stewart Island, of course, and the Chatham Islands. Susie, thank you very much. I think you have the Minister with us.
I believe so. National Emergency Management Agency Minister Kiritapu Allen, I think, is on the line. Kia ora.
Kia ora, Susie. Kia ora koutou.
Oh, look, thank you very much for being with us again this morning. I guess, what is the latest information you're hearing about the size of any possible waves?
Yeah, look, first of all, I just want to acknowledge that it has been a really stressful morning for New Zealanders up and down the country. And so as these messages are coming through, that there is a lot of heightened anxiety, particularly in those areas where evacuation is required right now. I really want to thank people for the way that they are going about the task of listening and taking heed of the National Emergency Management Agency messages to evacuate. We're expecting that first wave at around about 20 past 10, and so I know that there has been a lot of activity in terms of getting people out on the roads. I'm hearing from all of the areas that are essentially our evacuation areas, from the local civil defence teams through to the local authorities, that there is a very well, there is a common understanding as to what is required. And so that has been very helpful to reiterate. And I know that people know the areas, but look, if you are in a coastal area on the east coast of the North Island, from the Bay of Islands to Whangarei, from Matata to Tolaga Bay, including Whakatane, Opotiki and Great Barrier Island, please do evacuate your homes. Follow the Civil Defence website if you need to know more advice. And I just want to acknowledge RNZ and all of the media that are covering and have prolonged their coverage to focus on this, because at the forefront of all of our minds right now is public safety.
Ngā mihi, kia ora. Now, indeed, that is the situation. You're saying it's about 10 minutes until the first waves are expected. Whereabouts in the country are those first waves anticipated?
Look, they're saying that it's somewhere off the East Cape there, but look, I think that the key message is that for all people that are in those identifiable areas, please don't think that this is a great time to grab your surfboard and try and catch that wave. This is really a time to look after your families, look after your community right now. Please heed those the warnings that we have given. People are doing a great job. I want to acknowledge the incredible amounts of effort that has gone in by volunteers up and down these areas where these evacuations are required. But please, look, don't try and look for those waves. You can see them on your cell phones or wherever through the media that we'll be covering. But please do just head to that high ground now.
So you're saying the East Cape is the first place that waves are expected. But of course, it's a very large stretch of coast.
That's correct.
Yeah. So where, I guess, what information do you have from civil defence on the ground in all these places about how, you know, how it's going, whether people are getting out, whether we're experiencing any problems, traffic jams, that kind of thing anywhere?
Yeah, look, there is heavy layers of traffic in those evacuation areas that is required, but that has been managed, as I best understand, pretty well now. It's been about an hour since people have had that notice to evacuate. Where I understand that the civil defence teams, who are well trained to go about and really check on those key areas where we might need to check on elderly, vulnerable people without access to vehicles, etc. So I understand that there's layers of teams that are going in and doing a whole range of that type of work. Again, look, this is a time that is probably causing many folks. We know it's causing a lot of stress and anxiety for families and people all throughout those areas, and even for those that aren't in those direct areas. But all of the information that we have available is online. The media is doing a fantastic job of providing the public notifications as well. So take care. Please heed the advice and head inland or up to high grounds. But we're in the safest position that we can be and acting on the best advice that we can.
Indeed. Now, because this alert has been extended across the whole country now, obviously you've talked about particularly the East Coast up in Northland and the area around the Eastern Bay of Plenty. What about some of the other areas, Tauranga, Mount Maunganui, areas like that, or indeed Coromandel? Are you going to be getting those people to also leave their homes to get to higher ground?
Yeah, you can absolutely see that the threat has extended to including areas of the West Coast and whatnot. Look, the most up-to-date advice as to who is required to evacuate is on the Civil Defence website. We will be updating that frequently. So those areas that are there, please adhere to that advice. It will be updated on an as required basis. But there is a whole range of additional areas that have been added to that now, including areas on the west coast of the North Island, Cape Reinga to Ahipara. We've got east coast of Cape Reinga to Whangarei, Matata to Tolaga Bay, including Whakatane and Napōtiki. So that area has now extended. This is coming in right now as we're speaking. So please keep your eye on that Civil Defence website. It has all the information there, and we are asking people, please follow that advice and head to those highlands or that inland area now.
Absolutely. Now, we did hear some reports that it was possible waves would already be hitting in some areas, perhaps around Tolaga Bay. Have you heard any information about differences in tides or currents already being seen?
Yeah, look, the first waves we heard were likely to hit around Lawton Point. But look, my phone as we're having this interview is going off profusely right now, so I'm sure that there's further advice coming in. It's something we are monitoring actively, and we'll be providing as up-to-date advice as we can through this channel and through all other mediums that we possibly can to ensure that New Zealanders are up-to-date with the information that is required to keep them safe.
Kia ora, ngā mihi. Thank you very much, Kiritapu Allen there, the National Emergency Management Agency Minister. It is just approaching 10:15 on RNZ National. Catherine.
Thank you very much. An afternoon special with Catherine Ryan and Susie Ferguson. We cross now to Rob McCaw, Coast Guard New Zealand Operations Manager, as well as that land inundation warning for certain areas. And we've just heard there in recent times about 10:10, Cape Reinga to Ahipara was added to that pre-existing message. Basically, the rest of the country is under warnings for beach and boating activities, a threat to beach, harbour, estuary and small boating activity, strong and unusual currents and unpredictable surges near the shore. So with us now, Rob McCaw, Coast Guard New Zealand Operations Manager. Rob, thank you for your time. You're Auckland-based, I understand. What do boaties in affected areas, which is essentially the whole country, but what do boaties need to be doing right now?
Yeah, look, the worst possible thing that boaties could be doing right now is thinking about coming inshore and trying to recover. The first expected waves should be touching North Cape about now, as we just heard the minister say, and certainly the first sort of major impact we're expecting about 10:20, which is only in about 5 minutes' time. So even though the waves have a bit of a way to travel down the coast, the best thing that boaties who are already at sea or at anchor in various bays can be doing is putting to sea and getting into deeper water. Deeper water allows the pressure surge that's coming, that's creating the tsunami, to be much less felt, much less impact. The closer you are to a shore, the shallower the water, the more the impact from that tsunami you're going to see. So the best message is to put to sea, get to deep water and stay there until the all clear is good.
For people who are at anchor or have boats in marina, what is your advice?
Yeah, look, if you're in a liverboard sitting in a marina, then you should be getting away from there, just like every other person who's in that warning piece. I would also recommend if you're on a liverboard in a marina in one of those zones where the prediction is currently about 30 centimetres to 1 metre, which is the rest of the country apart from some parts of the East and South Island, you should really be looking to get up the road, up a nearer hill, and just away from the marina itself. The marinas are like the same with the warnings that we have for the beaches. We shouldn't see anybody near beaches pretty much for the whole country until the all clear is given. The unpredictability of what can happen with surges and races and eddies, you just don't want to be in a situation where you're betting your life on what that's going to do, because you don't know. But if you are at anchor, if you are at sea fishing in any of the affected areas, you should be putting to sea and get yourself to deeper water. And I'm talking 50 metres plus.
Right. And around much of New Zealand, can you indicate where you hit deeper water, 50 metres plus?
Oh, look, that's actually really variable. Anybody who's out there with an echo sounder or with a nautical chart will know where that is. You can achieve that sort of out towards the greater Hariki Gulf for the Auckland-based people, and there's a few people out there at the moment. But, you know, the deeper water you can, really, you know, so don't stay sitting in a channel. Don't stay sitting near a bar to a harbour. Don't stay sitting near an estuary or anything like that. Get to as deep a water as you can in the time that you've got, because that is the safest option, hands down, in dealing with a tsunami at sea.
Do you have concerns about people who might be tempted, for whatever reason, to stay near to boats? Just get away. Don't be thinking about your property right now. Be thinking about your safety.
Look, 100%. You know, we're seeing footage, and we heard from the minister and others earlier on your show about the great response that we're seeing in the regions that are affected and people evacuating their homes. If people can lock their homes up and leave and get to safety with their family, then you can leave your boat and do the same thing. It's a piece of equipment. Are you going to risk your family or yourself for that? It's nonsensical. You know, get yourselves to safety. Think about you and your family first.
How are boaties getting their information at the moment, and should they be on a particular marine channel if they are at sea?
Yeah, look, absolutely. So there's a number of different ways. Obviously, there's all the websites that we're all looking at and we're all using, and the media and things as well. There's a lot of great updates coming through on Facebook. All the affected areas are getting those alert messages, just like we do when we go to different COVID levels. So they're getting all of those as well. But for marine traffic, making sure you're listening to VHF Channel 16, which is the International Distress Channel. The Rescue Coordination Centre are putting messages out on there with all of the relevant information and pointing you where you need to look. And Coast Guard operation centres around the country are getting messages out on local frequencies so that boaties should be able to get all the information they need to make a safe decision about what to do.
What is Coast Guard itself doing at the moment in the affected areas? Are you out on the water at certain depths, or, you know, what's your response to this?
Yeah, look, there's a couple of options there, isn't there? The advice being to put to sea and to get to deeper water. The unfortunate situation we had is we didn't have an estimate on when the first wave was going to hit until about 40 minutes before. And so what that means for us is to muster a volunteer crew to put to sea and to get to deep water. There was too much risk around that. So we have advised all of our crews in the affected areas to do what everybody else is doing. Get them and their whānau, get to safety. Get somewhere inland, up high, get to safety. Don't worry about our assets. You know, the most important thing is our people, so that's what we're focusing on. If it's a case of needing to go and help people once the all clear is given, or once we've reduced down to just sort of a lower level risk, then we'll look at what our assets look like, or we'll get some of the bordering units from outside of the immediate region and we'll bring them in to cover. But our priority at the moment is our people and getting our people and their whānau to safety.
So at the moment, were a rescue situation to occur, what's the situation?
It really depends on where that situation exists. So The reality is that if somebody's in a rescue situation within those affected areas because of the tsunami, it would be highly likely that our unit would be in the same situation. So the best bet that we have is to keep our people safe, be able to bring in neighbouring assets to respond to any calls while we assess what the current assets look like. And look, it's no different to fire and emergency or St John's infrastructure that might be within the risk zone as well. They'll be moving what they can out, but the facilities will be left there. So this is the same for us.
Thank you, Rob McCaw, Coast Guard New Zealand Operations Manager. And can we just repeat again, as well as the highest level warning, land warning, for various parts of New Zealand, the west coast of the North Island from Cape Reinga to Ahipara, the east coast of the North Island from Cape Reinga to Whangarei, from Matata to Tolaga Bay and Great Barrier Island, there is also a warning, a threat to beach, harbour, estuary and small boat activities over virtually the rest of the entire country. This is going to be strong and unusual currents, unpredictable surges near the shore, and as we've said, estuaries, any waterways, it is unpredictable. It can go on for quite some time. So this warning is essentially nationwide.